Jacqueline Osorio is a 58-year-old right-hand dominant female who alleges that she tripped and fell on an object on the floor of her rental home. Period. This was a ground level fall. She was taken by her husband to the Columbia Presbyterian Emergency Department. Period. She was diagnosed with a mildly displaced proximal humerus fracture. Period. She was placed into a sling and discharged. Period. She had follow up at the orthopedic shoulder clinic at Columbia Presbyterian over time and was treated with a sling, followed by physical therapy and then discharged from physical therapy. The details of the history can be obtained from the records reviewed. Paragraph: current symptoms are intermittent pain in her shoulder, of her right shoulder, particularly with weather changes. Period. She reports she also has a functional deficit as she does not have full range of motion. Period. Paragraph: impression, right proximal, right mildly displaced proximal humerus fracture healed, resolved. Discussion: the claimant, Jacqueline Osorio, alleges she tripped and fell over an object in her rental apartment/home. Period. She sustained a proximal humerus fracture that was mildly displaced. Period. She was appropriately treated with a sling. Period. She was treated with physical therapy after discontinuation of the sling for approximately 2 months. Period. Paragraph: proximal humerus fractures are classified based on the number of parts of the fracture as well as the degree of displacement. Period. Minimally displaced fractures are treated without surgery. Period. Displaced fractures require surgery. Period. This claimant had a mildly displaced proximal humerus fracture. Period. Despite the correction, the outcomes of proximal humerus fractures, even if they're mildly displaced and treated non-operatively, results in loss of motion. Period. This claimant objectively demonstrates loss of motion. Period. Her rotator cuff strength is normal, indicating that there was no injury to the rotator cuff with this accident. Period. This is corroborated by the MRI of the right shoulder performed in November of 2020. Period. Paragraph: the claimant reports subjective pain intermittently, particularly with weather changes. Period. On examination, there are some objective findings indicating a mild degree of disability. Period. For instance, she has loss of forward flexion, external rotation, and internal rotation of the shoulder. Period. Her rotator cuff strength is normal. Period. The range of motion is also painful at the end ranges of forward flexion, external rotation, and internal rotation. Period. These findings are likely to be permanent as there has been adequate passage of time for full healing of the fracture. Period. She has reached maximal medical improvement of the right proximal humerus fracture, which is fully healed. Period. Paragraph. to a reasonable degree of medical certainty. The proximal humerus fracture has fully healed, appeared. She is left with a mild permanent disability. Period. There's, based on the review of records, particularly the MRI and final x-rays of the shoulder, no further treatment is warranted. Period. Thank you, Ed.